Welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel messy. Each week, I share real advice and simple strategies to help you untangle your thoughts, get clear on what matters, and move forward without burning out or starting from scratch. Here's this week's episode. If you find yourself thinking, I know what I need to do, why am I not doing it? If you've got a dozen plans but no kind of momentum, then this one is for you. So, hi, I'm Libby Langley, host of the Unstuck podcast. And this podcast is for solo business owners who want to feel clearer, calmer, less overwhelmed, and quite frankly, just get some shit done, right? And today I'm talking about knowledge paralysis. Yeah, and I think I've probably been a bit of a victim of this at times, right? Really, what happens is we can get into this state where you have absorbed all the strategies, right? You've downloaded every single possible thing. You've watched all the YouTube videos. There isn't a $7 fix it all thing that you don't already own. You've taken lots of courses, you've read a ton of self-professional development books, and yet you still can't seem to move forward. It's a really tricky place to be because, you know, it's not for your lack of knowledge, it's not for your lack of intention, it's not for your lack of integrity, for sure. And it's just this kind of learn that causes so many more problems. And, this episode is about finding out what's going on under the surface, right? And I'll give you some ways that you can build momentum and that you categorically give you permission to never learn another thing ever again. And it's funny because I've spent years learning, right? I love learning. So I'm just going to... Hi, my name's Libby Langley. I love learning. I could learn all day, every day. But that in itself isn't enough, right? Unless you are a PhD, research student or something like that, in which case, yes, that's what you need to do. But for running a business, you probably know like everything that you need to know, really. Because the basics of running a business are you've got to be good at what you do, right? You've got to know your stuff in terms of your delivery. I'm kind of assuming that you do, yeah? Kind of assuming that you started your business because you are good at something or you're passionate about something or you want to support people with something, right? You have to make, one has to make the assumption that that exists already. Because if that doesn't, then yes, you do need to go and learn the thing that's going to become your business, okay? It's like if you want to be a dog groomer, but you don't know how to groom dogs. Well, you've got to learn how to be a dog groomer first and foremost. So let's assume that you've gone past that stage and you already know the thing. Because so many people start their businesses doing something that they used to be employed to do. I guess I got my basis for running my business from when I had my job, because I used to support so many businesses, so many business owners. I used to kind of organize and run networking things and go to networking things. And I used to talk to businesses about how we could develop their staff and how they could grow their businesses. So that was, and also about social media marketing, right? That's kind of where I started. So, I kind of had all the basis of the skills for running the business. Didn't know a lot about the tools, but I learned an awful lot about those in the first year or two. Digital marketing was kind of always my background, but Christ, I learned a lot about automation, a ton about automation, way back 2011, 2012. I learned a lot about, having freedom within a business and doing things in the way that I wanted to. I learned a lot about that in the first 4 years or so, 5 years of having the business. So those things I kind of needed to learn, and I've got much better at supporting people in their businesses over the years. I've learned a lot about what finances mean in actual reality in a business rather than what I learned in my MBA, which is great. I talk about learning. Yeah, did an MBA. But, you know, you kind of learn a lot of stuff on the job. So there is always learning, and we can always learn to be better, right? We can always learn from things that happen, and we can always tweak and improve. But that's kind of different than always thinking, oh, if I learn this, if I just learn how to do this, things will be better. But it's not. You already know the fundamentals, right? You know that you need to be good at the thing that you do, which I'm assuming that you are. You know that you need a way to communicate with people, which you have through social media, through emails, through whatever channels that you use to kind of put yourself out there, networking. You need a way for people to buy from you. So that can be a website. It can be people giving you cash in the street. There's kind of more accepted ways these days, but as long as people can give you money for the service that you deliver, it doesn't matter. Those are the fundamentals of having a business, right? Delivering what you say you're going to do in the way that you say you're going to do it to an increasing number of people over time, that's a business, okay? So you kind of already know that. So why is this knowledge paralysis or this quest for knowledge paralyzing you? Why is it keeping you stuck? Why has it kept me stuck over the years so many times? And well, it comes down to those two things of a lack of confidence and imposter syndrome, right? I think. And I blame social media pretty squarely for a lot of this, quite frankly. Because social media, we all use it, right? Even me who stepped back from using it, still use it. I just don't use it as my core promotional channel, if you like, for my business anymore. But I still use it. I still go on social media every day, pretty much. And so it kind of bombards us with buy this thing. If you're feeling like this, buy this thing. If you're feeling like that, buy this thing. And it's like, oh shit, yeah, I don't know all of those things. But maybe you don't need to. Maybe it doesn't matter, right? Maybe it's not the not knowing that's keeping you stuck. It's the I need to learn a bit more first. Maybe it's the lack of confidence. Maybe it's the imposter syndrome. Maybe that's what is actually keeping you stuck, right? And I've done episodes before about imposter syndrome, but I really think that it's worth kind of addressing it here too. Because imposter syndrome, in its most basic terms, is thinking that we're not good enough to do the thing that we do. And it's like, yeah, but as long as we're not promising something that we can't do or don't want to do, then there's sliding scales for everything. You know, there's the cheap and cheerful, effective, get it done market, and there's the really high-end, high-ticket, sit and hold your hand every step of the way, gold-plated end of the market. You know, there's a market for everybody. So you can put yourself wherever you want or wherever you're comfortable. Yes. Don't undersell yourself, all of that, side text there. But, you know, it doesn't matter. And the same goes with the income that you generate. It needs to be whatever you need it to be, right? Not what someone on Instagram tells you should be your goal. And if clearing $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month, $4,000 a month, $8,000 a month, whatever, I don't know, £800 a month, if clearing that a month is what you want and need for the life that you want, great. You get to decide all of this stuff, right? People on Instagram don't decide any of this for you. I mean, who are they anyway? Who knows? It's probably like AI half of it. So who gives a shit? You know, the Lamborghini will be rented. The yacht they seem to permanently be on holiday. They've just got on holiday. It's like you can go on holiday on a yacht if you want to as well. It's like all of these things are viable experiences, right? So, you know, benchmarking yourself against somebody you don't know or haven't heard of is rubbish. And even against your friends, you don't actually know how much money they have or haven't got. You don't actually know how good at their job they are or not. You know, none of this, we don't really, really know. We know the bits that we are shown and the bits that we choose to see, right? Or that our brain picks up on, right? Because it's often not a conscious choice. So basically, it's all rubbish, is what I'm saying. You get to choose whatever you want and you get to turn off the stuff that's triggering. You know, if you're scrolling through Instagram and you feel like going off with your nonsense, just block the account. It's really easy to do. You're in control of all this and you get to decide. And I think that is incredibly powerful. And it's one of the key things of getting yourself unstuck from anything, right? But certainly from this knowledge paralysis. You know, I find it strange, I guess. Not strange is the wrong word there, but I suppose sometimes I find it frustrating that I'm not more known. Oh, this is just like pure ego, isn't it? But let me explain it to you. That I'm not more known than I am because of how long I've been in the game, right? You know, I mean, it's 15 years or so, 16 years since I first started teaching people about social media. And I guess, you know, those people kind of come and go and drop off and some will have given up the businesses now and all of this. And I've had my own business and have been supporting people since 2011, which is 14 years. And it's like, why am I not the most known person? Why am I not like super hyper famous? Why am I not the instant go-to? You know, why does everything I even think about not become a multi-million pound project? And it's like, would I want that anyway? Would I want that level of fame? And yeah, and the answer to that is no. I can't even finish the sentence because the answer to that is no. So why is there part of me that feels frustrated that I don't have all that? It makes no sense, right? And so we all have to have kind of solid foundations of what we actually want. We have to have the self-awareness of what we actually want because that will stop us questioning and stop our ego questioning, well, why haven't you done that yet? Why have you failed to such a, you know, gargantuan extent so far in your pathetic little business? It's not true. And it's probably not what you want anyway, right? And that's what I have to keep telling myself. And it's interesting, when I talk to my clients in my Confidence to Grow community, it's funny, someone said recently, somebody who joined very recently said, the reason I've been hesitating about joining is because I don't want to grow my business. And because it's called Confidence to Grow, more on that in the next few weeks, but because it's currently called Confidence to Grow, it can be a little bit misleading, right? Because growth, you know, growth, I called it that because growth is about yourself as much as growing your business, right? But I realised that that is perhaps now, you know, it's perhaps the name has perhaps served its time in terms of what the community actually is about, right? But like I say, more on that in a few weeks. But it's, you know, the growth and the personal development that we have is really the thing that matters. It's not the comparison of what growth means in terms of, I don't know, dictionary definition or Instagram. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. This, I just need to learn a bit more first before I do anything, is just not true. And what if you said, which is where I am now and where most of my clients are now, is this but a bit better, right? This but a bit more or a bit less, depending on kind of where you are, you know, less noise, bit simpler, yeah? Bit more simplicity, bit more profit, bit more, just a bit more good in the world, but less noise, fewer time wasters, whatever, I don't know, whatever, where you sit, right? So that's kind of, you know, this but just a bit better, or a bit simpler, a bit easier, a bit more joyful, whatever word that suits you there, is actually where a lot of business owners are. And this has changed, I think, over the years. I think, well, partly because we've all got older, right? Partly because the world is a terrifying place at the moment. America, looking at you. And also because I think in the post-COVID world, a lot of the online business space is really saturated and really tough, right? So we have to adapt to that. But one of the best ways we can adapt to that is just to ignore a lot of it. Okay, I'm not saying don't be aware of what's going on in the world, but I'm saying focus on the good that you can do and the difference that you can make. And that will really help you get unstuck from this. Because learning more isn't going to help. And before the internet was invented, and certainly before social media came along, you just didn't know what was going on, right? So you saw there were a few courses that you could book locally, and things like the Chamber of Commerce have always run loads of local courses and things that you can learn. But you kind of had to find out about them, you know? You kind of had to think, I'd like to know about so-and-so. Or you'd read a book that someone had recommended and you think, oh, I can learn more about that maybe. But it wasn't in your face 24/7, which it is now. So the more of that you turn off, the healthier your mind and business are going to be, both, right? Because they're both intertwined there. And this will eliminate a lot of the kind of mental exhaustion of constantly learning but never implementing. And oh my goodness me, there are so many things that I want to learn, right? Just so many, I don't know, from kind of how to build a stud wall or like replumb a bathroom through to about plants, because I love gardening, I love home renovations. All of those two things are just some things that I've been passionate about. But, you know, I don't know everything. And it's like, also, I don't need to do everything. I don't need to learn everything, because there's a lot of kind of luck and judgment with gardening. I'm not talking about plumbing a bathroom. You kind of, that you need to know. But, you know, a lot of it you can kind of just learn as you go along, as well as all the things that I want to learn about online marketing and the business space. You know, there's not a day that goes by when I don't learn something. But do I do anything with it? Most of it, no, because I probably do have the time, but I physically don't have the mental capacity to implement all these things. Sometimes you have to just ride the wave. You know, some people call it plateauing, and it's like, it's not plateauing. It's just give me a minute to implement all the things that I already know and decide if those are the right things. And then maybe I'll learn something else and move on to the next stage. But maybe I'll be okay with just slow and steady. Right? Maybe that's enough. So this mental exhaustion of constantly learning but never implementing, it's like adding, you know, it's like you're carrying, you know, those like heavyweight suit things you can get for marathon training and all of that. You know, the running, if you use, oh God, this is a terrible analogy, isn't it? But if you're doing an event where you need to run with a rucksack, right, you can train with these weight vests. And it's like learning stuff but never implementing it is like somebody putting another weight in your weight vest each time. And it's just exhausting. You know, you can feel yourself absolutely weighed down by it. You know, I'm just like, oh, I just feel like I need to stretch from even talking about that. But there's no need for it. No need, because you're not doing an endurance race, right? Running a business doesn't need to be an endurance race. It can be fun and it can be light. And yes, it needs to generate you income. Otherwise, it's volunteering, in which case, you know, go volunteer. But you don't need to add all this stuff on. And I'm in a phase at the moment of wanting to learn a couple of new things that I'm going to implement. But it's taking a really, really long time. And I am aware that I have tabs open on my, oh, I have millions of tabs open on my computer, but I have tabs open on my computer that are open because those are things I mid-learn. And the trouble with an ADHD brain is that you forget. You forget that you're mid-learning and you just have that tab open all the time going, you haven't done this yet, you haven't done this yet, you haven't done this yet, right? And that mental exhaustion is very, very real. And you do not need to do that. Right? You probably don't ever need to learn anything new ever, ever again, right? And also this cycle of second-guessing and self-blame, you know, I should know better by now. I should know more by now. I should be able to do this by now. I should be the number one go-to person for absolutely everything in the whole world by now because I've been in business for 14 years, right? It's rubbish. It's not true. It isn't the truth. It's not a fact, okay? So you shouldn't know better. Why should you? Why, you know, if you're a dog groomer, why should you also be an expert in sales funnels? It's not what you do, right? Be an expert in the thing that you do and go out there and talk passionately about it. That's enough, probably, right? Doesn't need to be any fancier than that. And I think as well, it's also a bit of perfectionism in disguise. Da, 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 there's the P word. Perfectionism in disguise. Over-preparing can make you feel safe because you've got all your ducks in the row. Can also make you feel stuck because you ain't never going to get all your ducks in the row. It's never going to happen. And I'm sorry to be the one to break that to you, but it's never going to happen because your brain, your beautiful, busy, idea-filled, sparky, sassy, spicy brain is always going to find something else. It's always going to be distracted by something that's interesting and fun and new. And if, you know, if you try and be perfect on all the things, you're still going to be trying to perfect how to write an email, you know? And I mean, just like one in Hotmail. you're still going to be stuck on that because everything evolves, right? So new things come along all the time. And if you're trying to perfect everything, yeah, you're just never going to move. You're never going to move and evolve. And moving and evolving is one of the fun things about being in business, whether it is learning some new tool or technique, right? Which you don't need to, but, you know, we kind of all just do because we move forward and evolve. God, I mean, didn't used to have the internet, right? I remember working in an office where I didn't have a computer because I am that old. And we had one shared computer that ran on like DOS or something. It was madness, right? But we move and we evolve, particularly where technology comes in. But none of it needs to be perfect. And this perfectionism and over-preparing for stuff, if you know the thing that you do, right, if you're a brilliant dog groomer or you're an exceptional business coach because that's just how your brain works, then that's what you need. That's the thing that can't be replicated. But you run the risk of dampening down the thing that you're really good at and the thing that makes you unique and the thing that attracts people to you by going off and trying to be a sales expert, you know, or a funnel expert or a whatever, you know, YouTube expert or a podcast expert. You know, it's just do the thing. And if it's not perfect, which it's not going to be, the people who love you are going to love you anyway. And the people who think you're rubbish are going to think you're rubbish anyway. So who cares, right? Don't waste your time or energy on this more than it needs. But there are things that can help, right? Coaching, being part of a community. You know, I mentioned my Confidence to Grow community, and I know I talk about it a lot. I'm super proud of it. It's a great place to be, to come and get unstuck. If you want to join, just, you know, let me know. You can. But things like that, coaching and community spaces, can make the difference between action and inertia, right? Just last week, someone on Friday, at the time of recording, it doesn't matter, but just last week, one of my clients in my Confidence to Grow community said, right, I need to get this done today and I'm sharing it in the WhatsApp group because this needs to happen. And she just kept sharing what she was doing. And it's like, yeah, you've done another thing. And honestly, something as simple as that can make a big difference. So there are spaces and places out there when you can get that support. And that's sometimes enough to get you over this kind of, I need to buy another course to do it, you know? And I think really that the most important thing to remember here is doing one small thing and then another small thing and then another small thing and another small thing and another small thing and repeat and repeat and repeat is the way to make progress, right? Rather than trying to make sure all your ducks in the row and everything is perfect before you go big launch on whatever. I mean, it doesn't even matter what it is, right? I'm not necessarily talking about launching a new product or service, but a big like, I'm ready now. That actually is very, very stressful. And you will make more progress and you won't notice you're doing it, which is the key, right? You will look back and go, well, shit, that's good. I'm in a good place now by doing one little thing. And one thing every day or two or three things every day is going to give you the progress that you want and you need. And that's the real thing to remember here. We don't need big leaps, we don't need big jumps. We need to just do one thing and that will help you get unstuck from this knowledge paralysis. And the one thing ain't learning something new. right? How about maybe you go back and do some of the courses you already bought? Hello, Libby. That iPhone course, photography course that you bought 2.5 years ago. Still going to do it. And what about the social psychology thing that I did, bought, and qualification, that one? Never even opened it, right? You don't need to learn all this stuff. But if you want to learn something, go back and learn something that you've already bought, because that will save you money from buying the new shiny thing, right? You have all this stuff already. And you are already very, very good at what you do. So please just remember that. And please just go out there and be brilliant and share your message and do your thing and make people happy and support people in the way that you support people. And that is what is going to make a real big difference to the world. And that's what the world needs right now. More of you just doing your thing, right? Doesn't need any more fancy sales funnels. Telling you that, there's enough of those. Doesn't need any more WhatsApp funnels. There's enough of those, right? You don't need to do any of that. Just go out and talk to people, be that face-to-face at networking, be that emailing people, be that through your social media, be that through a podcast, be that through YouTube, be that wherever you do it, right? Just go and do it. And that's what's going to make the real big difference in the world. And it's what's going to make a real big difference to your bottom line and your mental headspace and your energy. And, I feel like a bit of a success today. That's what you need to do. Okay, so there you are, unstuck from your knowledge paralysis. Ta-da! Mission completed today. Bye. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Unstuck. And I will see you next week. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram @Libby Langley. See you next week.